Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Right now, we bring to you Arlington Renegades head coach, NCAA national champion. You know who he is. It is Bob Stoops. Good morning, sir.
Hey, great to be with you guys. Great to be here down in Arlington and in Dallas.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, y'all's game coming up against Michigan, I know we need to talk about that, but I was hoping you could kind of reflect on the last two games for us because you guys got off to a really strong start at 3-1. Is there anything that you've noticed in the last couple of games that you're like, well, obviously we have got to tighten that up?
Yeah, as much as anything, a lot of self-inflicted wounds, too many penalties, putting ourselves in long yardage, difficult situations, four turnovers last week. You know, the football gods will never allow you to win with 11 penalties and four turnovers. So we got to take care of our business and play by the rules and not have penalties and take care of the football.
Coach Stoops, I've been a fan of Bob Stoops for quite some time. And
well, thank you. Yeah,
and all this time, I've been kind of trying to figure out your philosophy on offense and defense. You've always had some really stout defense with fast linebackers, and your offenses have always kind of been, hey man, we look balanced, but guess what? Our pass is going to hurt you. So what is that offensive philosophy for you, and how does that counter with your defense?
Yeah, it's we always – I don't think it's up. You ever want to be just totally 50-50 balanced. To me, that doesn't mean balanced. What balanced means to me on offense is you're effective either way, running the football or throwing the football. And it may be 70-30, you know, pass to run. But when we do run it, it's quality runs. You know, so to me, that's when you're at your best, when you can do both. And then defensively, I'd say my philosophy's always been control and stop the run first. And if somebody's able to beat you up and run the football consistently on you, I don't think there's anything more demoralizing to a defense than that. So, you know, control the run game and don't give up big plays.
This, and speaking of that run game, you've had, I mean, all this time, Quentin Griffin, Adrian Peterson, Mix, you have all these different, a variety of different running backs. None of them have really been the same. What's the thing you're looking for out of that running back? Is it different each year?
That's a good observation. Definitely everybody, you know, you can run the football or be effective different ways. Some guys have all the shifty moves, you know, like Quentin Griffin just in the hole. And then you get a guy like Adrian Peterson that you need to put 8 yards back in back of the quarterback and let him come downhill with his power and his speed. So everybody's a little bit different. And to me, you do your best to play to their strengths. You know, that was for sure. Like when we got Adrian, we put our quarterback under center more than we usually would because of his ability to come downhill and run the football.
You're talking about the defensive line and how kind of discouraging it can be if you give up a lot of rushing yards. Can I pass that along to the other football team that plays in Arlington? Because sometimes they still struggle with that.
Oh, I'm not going to get into that. That's for you guys to do.
Now, we've been talking about this quite a lot, and I'm curious because I love your perspective and how you can talk about, you know, obviously the Renegades and college football and kind of bounce all around. What are your thoughts about some of the even newer developments we've seen with NIL in terms of, like, you sort of saw the holdout at Tennessee and moving to UCLA? My main question is, how as a coach would you react to things like that in a ever-changing landscape?
Well, I think that's the thing. You ever-changing. You've got to be able to adapt to whatever your situation and whatever the rules are that you're playing by. And to me, I think what'll come will be more contracts When you start having contracts, now people are going to be held to account. In other words, if you're going to leave, you're going to have to pay money back. If you're, you know, on and on, you know, none of us operate in the professional world as a coach or whatever without contracts. And in the NFL, there's contracts and you have to live up to those contracts or there's consequences. So I believe that's coming.
With your receivers, Winstead, Kinella, this is a fun group that you're working with here. How's Perez handling, like, making sure all those guys are fed?
Yeah, it's not easy, but you're correct though. We have an incredible receiving group. We really do, along with tight ends, like you said, Sal Kinella with that group. So, you know, it's just trying to distribute the ball everywhere. And there's never one particular guy that you're, you know, yeah, there, it starts with one particular guy that you're looking to. But, you know, depending on what the defense does, you got your second, third, and fourth read. And so that's what you have to do is just, you know, put the ball where you got the open space.
Well, go ahead.
I was kind of curious. Draft just happened, and when you had guys go off after they were drafted, maybe they didn't get drafted in the round they expected they were going to be. Did you call guys afterwards and give them talks about preparing for the next level? And do you still do that?
Oh, not really. I mean, if I called them, it would be to congratulate them and their families and their parents, you know, on whatever, you know, if you're drafted, whatever position or whatever round it may be, it's a positive thing. Take advantage of the opportunity. And if I ever called, it was more to just congratulate and wish them the best. But they know I'm always available if I can help them anyway.
Now, the game tomorrow, can you walk us through what kind of challenges Michigan presents? But also, it's Fan Appreciation Day.
Yes, it is.
And so, do you have a message for all the Renegades fans out there?
Yeah, come on out and see us. It's going to be a beautiful day. 12 noon, we play Michigan right here at Choctaw Stadium in Arlington, the old Globe Life or the old Rangers Stadium. Fan Appreciation Day. All children 12 and under get in free. For you guys that are of age, $2 beers. You
okay.
Can't beat that.
Nope.
And Renegade recess after the game. Kids are allowed to run around the field and interact and say hi to the players that are still around. So it's a fun day. It's perfect outside in the 70s. And anyway, it's a fun experience in the stadium.
Now, UFL.com, Ticketmaster.com, you can find tickets off of both of those platforms if you want to go to the game tomorrow. Coach, thank you very, very much for catching up with us.
I appreciate you guys having me on and promoting the Renegades.
Absolutely.
I'm sure.
Go there you Renegades. Go.
Bob Stoops right here on 105.3 The Fan.